It's disturbing in South Africa that there's so much more to elections than just, I don't know, delivering services in return for a vote. It's difficult with the local government elections. They are the most important elections, really. They really are the harbinger of service delivery. And yet they seem to be the ones that we know the least about, are least invested in. We see the, in many respects, the least marketing, and advertising around them. And as a result, sometimes find ourselves a little bit ignorant about how to proceed. And that's why it's so important to us to keep this ongoing discussion, particularly in the lead throughout these coming weeks as well, with the IEC, with various, mayoral candidates and various councillor candidates as well that we'd love to hear from. So this morning, the Deputy Chief Electoral Officer at the Independent Electoral Commission, Mawethu Mosri, joins me to have a candid chat about our expectations going forward. Mawethu, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. I am getting so impatient, and I know it's not your fault, but when are we going to get our full candidate list?
Good morning, Refilwe. Good morning also to your listeners. You will get your candidate list just around the 29th or the 1st, 29th of September or the 1st of October. Remember, we planned that if the minister proclaims the election on Monday next week, the 20th, after the registration weekend, we will close for candidate nomination on the 23rd of September. And then we have just about 3 to 4 days to fix any disqualification possibilities and then confirm and certify those who will contest this election. So certainly we will release the list of certified candidates by the 29th or the 1st of October,
giving us about a month to make some clear final choices. I mean, I think many people know where their hearts more or less rest, but I think it's important for us to be, I suppose, have scrutiny in the way that we go through this. And so just out of interest, in terms of what's been in the news of late, the delays that were reported within the ANC for their own deadlines then are not going to affect their eligibility to submit names to the IEC by the 23rd of September.
Well, the way we operate at the Electoral Commission, we actually don't look at individual political parties and what is happening inside those political parties. We certainly consult all parties in the national PLC on the timetable. And once we've had an agreement at that level, on the day the election is proclaimed, we also gazette the timetable. So as things stand, we've consulted the national PLC. They now know how the timetable looks like. And we're ready to gazette on Monday 20th as the minister proclaims the election legally and officially in a government gazette. And basically, we have a month. I think first for us, if I may just go further, the important thing for all of us as citizens is first to make the decision to participate in an election, to make sure that those who will govern municipalities from now and the next 5 years, they are elected by us. So that requires all of us to register, but also it requires us to be then interested in the manifestos and their campaigns in order to make a choice amongst them. But if you've not made the first choice to go out there and participate, you will miss out on the campaigns as well.
Certainly. Mawethu, it's an important point that you make about not looking at particularly each particular political party, but at the entire electorate. Because I will say, on our show, we've had many listeners suggesting, oh, the IEC is in the ANC's pocket, or government is pushing them around. And I think this is a great time for you to disabuse any of those beliefs, particularly in light of, you know, this DA election challenge, which yes, the IEC is calling premature and speculative. Give us some perspective there.
Well, it starts off by saying to your listeners, and it is important that you do not cast aspersion on the bona fides of the Electoral Commission, particularly by political party leaders. And we've seen quite a few of them, when we make decisions that they don't like, going out to the public and putting out a word that makes the citizens of this country start to doubt the work that the Electoral Commission does, the decisions that it takes, and certainly on the matter at hand. If you follow it chronologically, it's definitely not a matter where we took a decision to favor certain people or against certain people. We took a decision based on how we manage elections and the chronology of activities for the election. And that decision, as we took it, we knew that there will be some who are happy with it and there will be some that are not happy with it. And certainly those unhappy will go to court to seek remedy, and we allow for that. And if you have seen our replying affidavit, which was filed on Monday, we've certainly agreed to the agency of the matter. We've agreed that it goes to the Constitutional Court, but we disagree on the substance of the court application, where it is indicated that we made a decision incorrectly to the decision of the court earlier on, the orders that we got from the court, or it's not in line with the law that we use for elections. Now, to put the matter to bed, let me just say one thing, that the same party, the ANC, which we are deemed to have favored by this decision, it is on record with correspondence as declining their request to reopen this current candidate nomination, hence their actions to try to go to court and withdraw, because we have made a firm decision in line with decisions we've made in previous elections that once the cutoff has come and you missed it, you are out of the election. Sorry to be long.
Not a problem. So let's talk a bit more about that, because, I mean, the rhetoric that you correctly described can cripple faith in the electoral process, right? Faith in a free and fair election. And the other thing that's a bit concerning for me in that regard is the safety. Safety from intimidation, safety, because earlier on you made a point about making sure that the candidates that are successful are the ones that truly were voted for by the electorate. You may do everything in your power as the IEC to make everything free and fair, but I may feel intimidated by outside forces. So, for example, we were just talking about how Police Minister Begicele was in Inanda yesterday, talking about the likelihood or the making sure that there's availability for budget and or SANDF protections within this election to make it safe and peaceful. After three women were shot at an ANC rally, we know that there have been councillors who have been intimidated with bullets attached to photos of their faces, saying "You are next." You know, we know in the Western Cape, in particular, our deputy mayor of Stellenbosch, former deputy mayor, was arrested in connection with the killing of the previous deputy mayor. We've got ward councillors being killed in Khayelitsha. You know, these are things for the parties to address. But in terms of my sense of safety when I go to the ballot box, is there anything in particular the IEC is undertaking?
Yes, we have undertaken. I think maybe what affects us all that we should be worried about is safety from the pandemic COVID-19. Certainly, we've put measures in place that will ensure that voting stations are not places where the transmission of the virus could occur. And we're taking extra measures such as the deep congesting the voting station by allowing special votes more than the numbers we usually approve. We will be looking at also approving some of those who are 60 and above with comorbidities to come the days before. Secondly, we're looking at social distancing at the voting station, and we have protocol that we've agreed to with political parties that we'll use on the day. Secondly is obviously intimidation, but intimidation comes with also misinformation and disinformation, which is rife in our social media platforms, in our chat rooms where we chat, where we make assumptions as if they were real and factual. And I think we need to be very careful that those assumptions we make and chats we make and views we present in those platforms do not end up being misinformation and disinformation around the electoral process and the election itself. And thirdly, we then have threats to life and physical violence, and the experiences you've shared are very true. We are working very closely here with the security establishment of the country to ensure that all the activities of politicking and campaigning and candidate nomination are sufficiently secured so that these incidents are rooted out or minimized. And our wish is that no life is lost during an election. It is indeed a peaceful election, because a peaceful election is also a good ingredient for a stable, credible election that we are attempting to put together in this trying period as the Electoral Commission.
Thank you for those assurances, Mawethu. We will no doubt be speaking more and more as we get closer and closer to the 1st of November. All the best for registration weekend that's coming up. Of course, we can all register ahead of then, right, online?
Yes, we can register online, and it's very quick.
Yes, I did.
The longest person who spent time there, it was about 5 minutes. So I recommend that. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be with you.
Always. Mawethu Mosiri, Deputy Chief Electoral Officer at the Independent Electoral Commission, giving us some insight on the preparation for the local government elections there. How far along in the process are you? Have you registered? Do you know which area you're supposed to be registering in? I know a number of you have mentioned doing it online. Thank you very much for prompting that. I did it after that show, and it was so simple. I didn't even have to. I haven't changed location.